This morning, authorities in Los Angeles beginning a criminal investigation against former Congressman Eric Swalwell after new and disturbing allegations.
I believe he drugged my drink. I only had one glass of wine.
Lana Drew says she met Swalwell in 2018 and thought they were developing a friendship. But during their third encounter, she says he sexually assaulted her.
He raped me. And he choked me. And while he was choking me, I lost consciousness. And I thought I died.
Swalwell's attorney denying all the allegations, saying they're false, fabricated, and deeply offensive, adding that this is a political hit job. But Drew's attorney, Lisa Bloom, says this is about accountability. She says Drew spoke to multiple people about the alleged crime at the time, kept text messages and this photo with Swalwell to prove the connection.
I want everyone to know that her testimony in and of itself is evidence, and I think she has a powerful story to tell.
And you believe it's enough for a criminal prosecution?
Yes, I do.
Multiple women have accused the former congressman of sexual assault or misconduct, including these two women who spoke exclusively to CBS.
It started out as professional and platonic, and then slowly they became more and more explicit.
I was terrified that if I spoke out against him, then people would think that I was a loose cannon.
Drew says she, too, was afraid of Swalwell's political power.
Was it hard for her to speak out?
Very hard for her to speak out.
Swalwell's 13-year career in the House ending Tuesday under bipartisan pressure.
He's made the right decision.
This is no country for creepy old men.